From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, why Democrats may be mistaken about John Kerry's electability. But first, President Bush is in Missouri today promoting his economic plan. Mr. Bush describes the economy as strong and getting stronger. And his words are echoed in the upbeat annual economic report of the president, published today by the White House. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us from the White House. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Don, what message is the president trying to get out today?
That things are looking up. The GDP grew at a rate of 4% for the fourth quarter. That followed an 8.2% for the previous quarter. That even though some people are still out of work, that some are still struggling, that the president's plan is working, and that the economic turnaround is picking up steam. That's the upbeat message today.
Mm-hmm. And so are we seeing the president actually campaigning today?
Yes, I'll say.
In a word.
In a word. This is technically not, according to the White House, a campaign event. And hey, the president, as president, can go anywhere in the country to talk about any issue at any time, and that's all part of his job. That said, he's in Missouri, which just like last week had its primary, and there is a pattern here. Last week, he had another non-campaign event in Charleston, South Carolina, 2 days after that state's primary. A week before, he had another non-campaign event to talk about the economy in New Hampshire, 2 days after that state's primary. So, yes, he's out campaigning, talking as president about issues that will be absolutely critical in this year's election. And he's holding these events in key states, often roundtable style events to make the point that he has a plan, he's defending his policies. It sounds like a stump speech to say that he's made tough decisions. And again, even though these are billed as non-political speeches, the president has begun to use language along the lines of, well, in Charleston last week, he said, if some in Washington had their way, Saddam Hussein would still be in power. He's saying things like that. So you be the judge.
Hmm. And last year, in a similar speech, the president said that there would be 1.7 million new jobs created, but in fact, 53,000 were lost last year. The Democrats, of course, pouncing on that, saying the president has the worst jobs creation record of any president since Herbert Hoover. So how vulnerable is the president on the issue of jobs?
It will absolutely be an issue, particularly in states that have lost a lot of those jobs, some of which happen to be swing states. Take a state like Ohio. Ohio lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs in the past 3 years, and people are talking about that there. That's a number that means something very real to people, and Ohio is a swing state. The president won the state in 2000, but just barely, and it's one of those states the Democrats think they have a chance of picking up. That's the reason this issue is going to be very important. Now, today, Mr. Mankiw, the president's chief economic advisor, pointed to the fact that 300,000 jobs have been created in the past 5 months. And the White House is projecting 2.6 million new jobs in the coming year. Last month, it was 112,000, but that was lower than had been expected. And I should add that the economy needs to generate 150,000, this is a lot of numbers, but 150,000 per month just to keep pace with a growing labor market. If you don't generate that many a month, you're losing ground.
Mm. And quickly, how's the president addressing the issue of budget deficits now reaching record levels?
It's certainly the big thing White House critics point to, even some in the president's own party, $521 billion for this year. The White House insists the deficit is something to be, while concerned about, that it is shrinking, that it will shrink as the economy goes, that it will be cut in half over the next 5 years, though there is a lot of skepticism of that particular claim.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you.